Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
At Wednesday's summit between Russia and the United States, Russian President Vladimir Putin brought to light the political persecution of protesters who took to Capitol Hill on January 6th. Putin told reporters in Geneva, political freedoms in Russia, in comparison to the United States, appear to be equally restricted. Putin also pointed out hundreds of Capitol protesters have been subjected to arbitrary detention, while Ashley Babbitt, who he referred to as a non-threatening woman, was shot dead point-blank range by Capitol Police. Putin argued these arrests are a violation of basic human rights. China has successfully launched the Shenzhou 12, its first manned mission in 5 years, to its new space station. Shenzhou 12, meaning Divine Vessel, lifted off Thursday from northwest China. After entering orbit, the spaceship conducted a rendezvous and docking with the in-orbit Chinese space station. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Experts believe Russian hacking will continue against the United States as no deterrents were achieved by President Biden's European summits. Dan Naraki reports.
One of the subjects that was expected to be discussed at Wednesday's summit between President Biden and Russian President Putin was a recent series of cyber attacks against American companies that originated in Russia. But former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Evelyn Farkas, doesn't think that Russia will do anything about them. She tells CNBC the meeting likely won't motivate Russia to stop hacking.
Well, it's not enough, certainly, to tell them to stop. We've had other presidents try that approach. First of all, there are Russian state-sponsored cyber attacks. So the things that they've done, hacking and weaponizing information and getting involved in our elections in 2016 and then 2020 using disinformation, those things the Russian state can stop very quickly. I don't expect them to do that unless, again, they lash out at us and then we provide a proportional reaction.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
President Trump weighs in on Wednesday's summit between the United States and Russia. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Now that President Biden is on his way back to the U.S. after a week-long European trip capped off by Wednesday's summit with Russian President Putin, many are evaluating what the president achieved on his first overseas excursion. Former President Donald Trump believes that nothing was achieved by the U.S. in the meeting. He tells Fox News that President Biden gave Putin a large stage, but got nothing in return.
Well, I guess the overall is we didn't get anything. We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. We gave up something that was unbelievably valuable. I stopped the pipeline, Nord Stream, and that pipeline was stopped, and it was given back, and nothing was gotten for it. And it was it was another day. And performance art, you'll take a look at how various people performed, namely the two people, and, you have to form your own judgment.
The COVID-19 timeline may need to be changed. Tim Berg reports.
A new NIH study says the coronavirus could have been in the United States as early as December 2019. The study, citing an Illinois volunteer who gave blood on January 7th of last year, and that led to a positive test result for antibodies. Based on that, researchers say Illinois could have been dealing with the virus around Christmas Eve of 2019.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, the interesting thing about having low expectations is you often get what you expect. I am not surprised that, you know, particularly those on the Democratic side were not surprised because they very clearly said they had low expectations. And, of course, they went into this meeting with Putin, which everybody's talking about, and he was giving away the store before they even talked. And then as if that's not enough, I don't know if I'm the only one that saw this, but why would President Biden give President Putin a list of the top 16 areas of our infrastructure that he didn't want him to target? I just don't understand this stuff. But this is why we have Dr. Paul Ken Gore here, because he does. He's the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Paul, help me.
Yeah.
Help us.
Yeah, you know, this reminds me of something. When I was at CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, in the early 1990s in Washington. And at that point, we had been inspecting Saddam Hussein's different suspected nuclear weapons plants, WMD facilities, and we had found nothing. And the reason that we found nothing is that the UN weapons inspectors, and this was, they were led by someone named Hans Blix, a Swede, and an Italian named Maurizio Zifferero. And we were actually giving the Iraqis a list ahead of time of all the sites that we wanted to inspect. And big shock, we would get to the sites and there'd be no WMDs there.
Right.
And this all changed under a guy named David Kay. And David Kay said, no, we're going to do surprise inspections from now on. We're not going to let you know ahead of time what we're going to inspect. And so we started doing that, and then we finally started finding all these WMDs. So it's just kind of common sense stuff, but when you get sort of, you know, wimpy leaders like this and administrations, this is what you can expect. And you know, this is not a, I'm not commending Putin by saying this, but Putin is a strong leader, right? He's a strong man.
Right.
He's a tough guy. And and Joe Biden is not strong. Joe Biden is weak. And, you know, none of this should surprise us whatsoever.
Was Joe Biden always weak? I mean, you know, right now, it's whenever you talk of Joe Biden's weakness in the current era, it's like, oh, you're making fun of him because clearly he's you know, half a step, if not a full step behind this sort of thing. But I've, you know, when I go back and I watch past video and statements that he made, it's not very impressive.
Right. Yeah. It was, so, I mean, look, they could say, well, it's not fair now, but you can't elect him if he's lost a step, right? If he was once strong.
But he's there. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And that, and now he's slow and not all there. And, you know, I mean, the guy's in his late 70s. And he clearly doesn't have the stamina, right? Mm-hmm. And for all of
yeah, yeah, but he's an old late 70s guy, Paul. I mean, we know a lot of people that are in their 80s. I know people. I mean, I just interviewed a guy the other day. He's 98 years old, and he decides to make a movie. Mm-hmm. This guy is sharp.
Yeah.
I mean, he is really, I mean, he is at 98 years old, and you put him along, you know, Joe Biden at 78, and you go, wow. I mean, there is a clear contrast here.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I was emailing this morning with my friend Charlie Wiley. You might remember mm-hmm. that name, Bill.
Yes.
He was Accuracy in Media. He's 94 mm-hmm. years old, and you know, he was yes. Iwo Jima, Okinawa. He could run circles around Putin.
Right.
And in fact, since
the you mean Biden run circles around Biden. He probably could run circles around Putin too.
Yeah, probably both. He could run laps figure eights around the two of them, right?
Yeah.
And Ronald Reagan was 75 years old when he handled Gorbachev at Reykjavik. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
And speaking of age differences, John F. Kennedy, I'm doing the math in my head, would have been 44, I think, when mm-hmm. he went to the Vienna summit with Khrushchev, and he told James Scotty Reston of the New York Times, Reston said, "How'd it go, Mr. President?" And Kennedy said, "It was awful. Worst thing in my life. He rolled right over me." Right, so it's not even necessarily an age thing at all. Mm-hmm. It's just
yes.
a matter of the person. And Joe Biden, I've followed Biden for a really long time, Bill. And mm-hmm. you know, from the 70s, 80s. I mean, in the 70s, I was young, so I wasn't following him then. But 80s and 1990s, he was always kind of a quick. Can I say this on the radio? Smart Aleck.
Right. Yeah. Right. We understood. Yeah. We understood. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Smart mm-hmm. Aleck, kind of wisecracking. Mm-hmm. You know, the way that he ridiculed Bill Clark, who was Ronald Reagan's closest aide, who by the way was somebody who ran circles around his Soviet opponents. The way Biden would try to humiliate Clarence Thomas, Ed Meese. Any number of other people that the Reagan administration had up for appointments when Biden was on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senate Foreign Relations Committee. So he used to be a lot quicker, but I'll say this, given where he's always come from ideologically and how he thinks, you know, forget about how quick his mind is, I could mm-hmm. always see him as somebody who would capitulate to Soviet leaders. I mean, or Russian mm-hmm. leaders. I mean, he's always been that way. And what we got here the last few days is exactly what I would have expected from Biden, not just in 2021, but, you know, 2001, 1991, anytime over the last 30 or 40 years.
Yeah. Well, I guess my statement in questioning, you know, and looking at past videos in terms of his abilities and that, like you said, he was a wiseacre, you know, and he tries to be cute in that. But in terms of advancing an intellectual conversation, I never got there with him, because I think that in a lot of ways, as some would say, characteristically of people like this, that they're an empty suit. I never got to the heart and soul of who Joe Biden is.
Oh, I think that's right. I've always felt that he was an empty suit. And look, the man was on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for mm-hmm. 30 years. I mean, from the 1980s, early 1980s. In fact, his interrogation of Bill Clark, I know this really well because I was Clark's biographer. Clark was the guy who ran Reagan's National Security Council, and was really, it was Reagan and Clark in the American side, and Bill Casey who won the Cold War. And Clark was up, I think it was February 5th, 1981, when Biden mm-hmm. humiliated him. So Biden was on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee from 1981 until at least when he was picked by Obama in 2008. But even then, the guy was always kind of a stuffed suit. And,
yes.
and a wise aleck. He was always, he always struck people that way. He should have had knowledge of foreign policy. He probably did. But he never had the wisdom that you need
yes.
for these situations.
Right.
And that's a crucial
yeah.
difference.
Yeah, because sometimes some of this stuff gets to be strategic.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to know what to do with the information. And I don't know, look at... we saw what happened at the G7 and NATO and, of course, Putin, and they're going to come back and, you know, just like Kamala Harris and say it was a successful trip because right. of low expectations or whatever. But, you know, everybody's asking, okay, what did America get out of it? Well, I said yesterday, I said, I think Putin gave him a worry doll.
Right.
Stay tuned. We got more from Paul Kengor after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Since 1983, the Tide Ministry has been airing a single program in Zimbabwe called Amakuku Evangeli, which means precious gospel. Now God has opened the door for us to soon begin broadcasting 12 hours of gospel programming daily across Zimbabwe. This extended broadcast time is a result of a developing partnership with an educational organization called Enhanced Access to Great Learning Experiences. They will supply the broadcasting license and transmitter with the Tide Studio in Zimbabwe, providing the labor, equipment, and production facilities, and together we'll split 24 hours of daily broadcast time. This partnership is part of our 75th anniversary Diamond Vision to amplify ministry initiatives and bring glory to God as we steward His ministry. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and our vision to tell even more people about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And I had an old mentor, Paul Kengor, who would say to me, Bill, sometimes you have to be thankful for your competitors. And I think that that's the way Vladimir Putin feels about about Biden and a weakened America. I mean, here it is, before they even meet, he's got all the goods. It's like, okay, you know, I mean, they could have just done something on Zoom, you know. But I guess certainly, you know, Putin did get a lot, you know, a lot of exposure, and he looked, you know, very diplomatic and carried his case very well. You know, he seemed very confident. I mean, and look at the press conference he had afterwards. I mean, it went on for an extended period of time, and the reason it did, because all was well, and he was in full control. Otherwise, you know, that would have been a rather short press conference.
Yeah, in fact, I thought, Bill, that Putin kind of looked humored by the whole thing, right? Like,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, America. Yeah,
yeah, right, exactly.
Good, right?
Yeah.
You know, thinking to himself, you know, I just can't believe this gift that they gave me here, right? You know, big giant red bow around the package named Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
And with Donald Trump, and I'll say something here now that'll probably anger some listeners who like Donald Trump, but when Trump first met with Putin, I was appalled. Mm-hmm. When Trump did the
yes.
whole "he likes me, he likes
yes.
me," which is exactly
right.
what FDR said about Stalin. I wrote a piece at the time, you know, "he likes me," quote unquote, FDR to Stalin, Yalta, 1945. "He likes me," quote unquote,
yes.
You know, Trump to Putin. But yeah, but that said, and Putin understood that. This is what Putin understands. These KGB guys, they're good at knowing how to stroke a leader, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how to manipulate people. They are absolute yeah. masters when it comes to, you know, the art of manipulation. But
yeah, you talk about the art of the art of the deal. I mean, they're psyops type people. They understand your psychology and motivation, right?
They do. And in fact, I could quote for you old KGB and, you know, East German Stasi assessments of Ronald Reagan from the 1970s, mm-hmm. where they kind of do these psychological evaluations of different leaders. They're very shrewd, very cynical. But, you know, but in Trump's case, you know, Trump might come back, you know, squawking, "he likes me, he likes me." But you could count on Trump, you know, once
yes.
he gets back into the White House, to say, like hell, we're not going to drill for oil in the United States, right? You know,
right.
We absolutely got to build this pipeline, because otherwise the Russians are going to have the marking on it. Whereas you could see
exactly.
Biden kind of sitting in the chair going, "wow, yeah, okay, we could do this."
Right.
You'd have the sense that Biden is going to get rolled over, not just at that meeting, but, you know, but also when he gets back to Washington, and also because Biden is not going to have the staff around him. I mean, he's going to have liberal progressives in foreign policy, in his State Department, his National Security Council, who aren't like the stronger people that Trump had. People like Mattis and Pompeo.
Yes.
In key
yes.
positions. So you know, this all gets back then to not just the danger of electing somebody like Joe Biden, but of putting liberals to, you know,
exactly.
throughout the federal government. And I mentioned my friend Charlie Wiley earlier. Charlie sent me two emails in the last 2 weeks. He's been receiving the VA newsletter for, I don't know, probably 60 years, right? Again,
yes,
he was at
right.
Iwo Jima in Okinawa. And he said, "I want you to see this. I've never seen anything like this before." And the last VA newsletter had about 6 articles on gay soldiers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was unbelievable, Bill. It was unbelievable.
Yes.
I mean, not even one or two or something about Pride Month or whatever. It was loaded.
Yeah.
Every other bullet with stuff
yeah.
about gay rights. And you got my 94-year-old friend who fought the Japanese in Okinawa sitting there at his home in California getting these emails and thinking, what happened to the world that I was raised in?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But you know, that's what the Biden VA is doing, the Biden Defense Department. They're also doing critical race theory. They're flying Black Lives Matter and Pride flags outside of U.S. embassies. So all of this goes together. You haven't just elected Joe Biden. You've elected radical left-wing cultural revolutionary progressives to the entire executive branch of the federal government.
And what they need to understand is how that translates into every area. We see the signs all across the board, whether it's climate change, as you say, the LGBTQ agenda, what's been happening with qualified flag officers in the military. I mean, you've seen a lot of talent exit stage left in the last 5 months, which when I see talent like that exiting, it just, you know, something is wrong. But this is all driven by, you can say, a liberal, by a worldview, but their worldview even on the international stage. What they perceive, Paul, and people need to understand this, is, and Joe Biden has been of this belief for a long time, and that is that they believe that America is in decline, that it will never rise to its greater self again, and that China is the emerging, you know, superpower that will take over. As far as they are concerned, it is a fait accompli. And people need to understand it. This is the worldview of liberals. It goes down to that. So when you see Biden on an international stage, being condescending, you know, toward or at least genuflecting to Putin and these other world leaders. I mean, what did they all say, you know, at NATO? Oh, he's a nice guy. But I didn't hear one thing that Biden brought up, anything about them paying their fair share, which Donald Trump held them to and said, hey, look, it, you said 2%. And you also said at the same time that, you know, eventually we need to get to 4%. But you guys aren't even at 2%. And
yeah,
so
they don't mind that America is in decline. I mean, they, you know, when Donald Trump talked about America first, they're like, well, what is this, 30s fascism? Right? This is America. This is what the neo-Nazis believed in, right? And yeah, what do they want? America second? And
that's, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're gonna tell me Russia isn't Russia first. The other deal is that's laughable is China. That's what President Xi is all about. President Xi is China first. Okay, now what my question is when you play this out, because this is all, you know, being manufactured and orchestrated by some globalist lever pullers. You know, they are the Oz's behind the magic veil here that's being hidden away from us, and it all is going to one, you know, globalist, one world, you know, government. And guess what? The Chinese are not going to be in charge of it. And so right now, they're exactly the same as America. America's saying America first, China's saying China first. It, you know, in that sense, they have that compatibility. But, you know, they're not going to fit into the bigger scheme of a one world government, do you think?
Well, and Russia is saying Russia first, and and remember that Biden's president, when he was vice president, Barack Obama, ridiculed the idea of American exceptionalism.
Right, exactly.
He said, oh, I guess I believe in American exceptionalism, just like the Brits believe in British exceptionalism, the Greeks believe in Greek exceptionalism, except the Greeks don't believe in Greek exceptionalism. In fact, there's a line of them wanting to immigrate to America, but they can't get here. I mean, the numbers on, if you want to immigrate to America from anywhere in Western Europe, forget it. I have Italian friends who've been trying to immigrate to America for 20 years. I mean, that's a whole separate issue on the immigration.
Well, they're going through the wrong border. They need to come, you know, come into Mexico.
Right.
You know, Ole,
yeah.
They're passed through.
Start in Nicaragua or El Salvador. You'll get in that way. Yeah, just start walking up. But that's exactly right. And this is this is what liberals have taught and preached for decades. Right. The America first mentality, America exceptional, city on a hill. They've made fun of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, when I was in college as an undergrad in the late 1980s. You know, they were ridiculing all of this, right? You know, their idea, they talk about American imperialism, right? American hyper-nationalism. You know, that's what they attack. That's what
they exactly.
talk about America.
Well, yeah, because it fits their narrative. And plus, you know, the end game of all that, Paul, is welcome to the world of mediocrity.
Yeah,
and you know, because your incentive is gone. You have no desire. It's like, okay, hey, come see, come saw. That's it. You know, we'll sing, Que Sera Sera with Rosemary Clooney and live happily ever after. I guess.
Doris.
Well, that's an old song, huh? Rosemary Clooney and Doris Day. Lord have mercy.
Right.
I'm going back here, baby. Maybe I'm slipping just a little bit. Dr. Paul Kilgour, professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Next time we come back, we're going to talk an update, Paul, when we get together next on what's going on with
the election. For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yep, the roses on
Faraz's
the...
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At Wednesday's summit between Russia and the United States, Russian President Vladimir Putin brought to light the political persecution of protesters who took to Capitol Hill on January 6. Putin told reporters in Geneva, political freedoms in Russia, in comparison to the United States, appear to be equally restricted. Putin also pointed out hundreds of Capitol protesters have been subjected to arbitrary detention, while Ashley Babbitt, who he referred to as a non-threatening woman, was shot dead point-blank range by Capitol Police. Putin argued these arrests are a violation of basic human rights. China has successfully launched the Shenzhou 12, its first manned mission in 5 years, to its new space station. Shenzhou 12, meaning Divine Vessel, lifted off Thursday from northwest China. After entering orbit, the spaceship conducted a rendezvous and docking with the in-orbit Chinese space station. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Ned Ryan is back with us. He's been so busy, and he's working hard to make sure that, Republicans and conservatives have exceptional representation, especially in these upcoming midterm elections. Ned, of course, is with the American Republic and American Majority. He's president, founder and president of American Majority. Forgive me, Ned. And he's releasing a new book called The Adversaries, a story of Boston and Bunker Hill. And Ned, welcome back to the show. Always good to be talking to you.
Yeah, good to be back with you, Bill. Yeah, no, the book drops today. It's something I've been obviously working very hard on. And today is the anniversary of the Battle of Bunker Hill.
Perfect timing.
So I chose it as the day to release the book.
Uh-huh. And my three favorite initials initially in the book, SDG. Because it is to
That's
God's
right.
glory only, solo Deo Gloria.
That's right.
And I appreciate that. I saw that. I go, a man after my own heart here, I've got to say.
It's very clear that to give credit where credit is due and, to God be the glory in all things that we do.
Amen. And especially when you consider this country. I don't care what people want to think, about our Judeo-Christian foundings and principles, they are clear. That's undeniable. It's empirical. And you can resist that. But for those of us who read history and see it for the truth that it presents, we know it to be the case. And again, just like all things that are of God, he proves himself time and time again. I mean, when you have our first president and presidents throughout the ages consistently refer to divine providence, especially in the early years of this incredible idea and republic, they gave honor where honor was due, and that's to God Almighty himself.
Yeah, no, that's right. And I incorporate that aspect of faith and, what motivated men like Dr. Joseph Warren is obviously central to this book, The Adversaries,
somebody, Bill, that obviously I've been fascinated by and really wanted to highlight because, you know, even Ronald Reagan in his first inaugural address said Dr. Joseph Warren, he quotes him and says Dr. Joseph Warren might have been one of the greatest of the founding fathers.
Right.
Young Harvard-educated doctor, 34 at the time of Bunker Hill. But, yeah, I mean, there was absolutely an element of faith and strong faith. In fact, he goes to Bunker Hill with his father's Bible in his waistcoat pocket. I mean, that's a real known, that's a historical fact.
Right.
And then goes and fights because he obviously believes very strongly he's willing to give everything, but does give everything to fight for freedom. But it was these higher values that he believed truly he was planted on absolutes and principles. And when there could be no compromise, you know, and word ceased, well, it was time to pick up the musket and say, we will not submit to your arbitrary authoritarianism.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Joseph Warren's story is a reminder of the many stories and the people of our history that little is known. Things have got lost in translation. I mean, we complain about, you know, today I say we, some are complaining greatly about the historical narrative of our country and how things exactly have been omitted. And this is a perfect case in point. And Dr. Joseph Warren, we're not talking about necessarily a person of color, but a person of principle that was one of the driving forces of our country.
I mean, this is one of the reasons I lobbied for and was appointed to the 1776 Commission, Bill, is I wanted people to understand our history, to have a real examination of our true history, which obviously has been intentional. It's been intentional that it hasn't been taught in our schools because progressives have taken hold of it, and they want to revise to teach a certain worldview that reinforces their approach to the administrative state, to how government's supposed to operate. But, you know, if you teach real American history, you know, that's why I wrote Restoring Our Public, my first book. If you start to read real history and understand how this country was supposed to work and really, truly grasp it, you might start to look around and go, things aren't working like they were originally intended to work,
exactly.
Which then, of course, would undermine the entire approach of the progressives and how they view government and actually our rights as human beings.
Well, you know, when I had heard that Joe Biden was putting the kibosh on the 1776 project, I was disheartened by that because it was, you know, it was if he was touching on something that was of hallowed ground and yielding to something theoretical like the 1619 project. I mean, we got something historical versus something theoretical. So we're going to put our money and our energies into theoretical again. And this is what progressives do. They disconnect from the real world and they send you into the realm of the theoretical. This was my big complaint with President Obama, was I felt like we were living history by theory and not by empirical evidence.
No, I would even say I'd go probably a step further, Bill, with 1619 Project. It's an insidious fiction that is a revisionist history, an attempt to try and twist, you know, and say that the foundings of this country were illegitimate from the very start. And that's, I mean, again, one of the reasons I wanted to write The Adversaries and show that these men like Joseph Warren, Sam Adams, John Hancock, Paul Revere, you know, their vision for a free American republic was based on one principle, liberty first and forever. And we haven't always been true to it. You know, I'm honest about that. But at the same time, that's what they envisioned, that we would have a free American republic. And eventually, obviously, we formed the Constitutional Republic. But it was all based on the idea that we have God-given rights. Government's there for a reason because we're not angels, but it's supposed to be limited in size and scope. We're not to trust imperfect human nature with consolidated power because that's what they experience. I mean, this is one of the themes I discuss in the book, Bill. What do you do when you are confronted? What does principled defiance look like in the face of overbearing and overwhelming authoritarianism? What is your response to it? And how do you do it in such a way? And Warren even says this. We cannot respond, we cannot act until we feel that we are justified in the sight of God and man. But they work through all of this because they realize our freedom is at stake. How do we respond to this? And that's why one of the reasons I wrote the book.
Exactly. Well, you know, as you say, with these historic figures like Warren and that, and that understanding that we are not perfect, we have this aspiration.
Right.
We have this aspiration to have the objective of becoming that more perfect union, which I don't know in any country on the planet that has that as part of a subtitle or any part of principles in their own constitutions. So what happens is when you're off course, like you say, we are blessed to have North Stars like these figures that you write about in the adversaries that bring us back to square one to say, okay, now I get it. And this is what, I share with people all the time, particularly in business and with my business background, is that every good CEO, when a company is off track, and they're just, you know, they find themselves languishing, they're just not producing and performing at the levels they were previously, what they will do is they will take a pause and they go back and say, where did we make the wrong turn? And we've made a lot of wrong turns here in our country, and we had one CEO here recently that caused us to do it, but the adversarial forces, it didn't serve their agenda, and the people lost out in the meantime. But I don't think it was totally devoid and where we've lost all value of it, because the fact of the matter is the proof is in the pudding, and we're seeing even more so the clear contrast between the leadership and the true CEO qualities of one Donald Trump versus that of progressives and Joe Biden, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I would argue that the beginning of the 20th century was a massive turning in this country where progressives, you know, really took hold of and really took a different direction than the original intent of the founding fathers and our constitutional republic and began the administrative state. But, you know, really, Bill, I want to make this one point. The founders got one thing very, very right. They got basic human nature right because they realized imperfect human beings should never be trusted with consolidated power. Therefore, you actually have to diffuse power to protect, you know, our inherent rights. What progressives got wrong is they actually trusted human nature with consolidated power because they thought it would bring some sort of utopia or nirvana on Earth, which, again, consolidated power in the hands of human beings, imperfect human beings, typically leads to abuse. And I kind of think we're headed down this path. That's why you got to go back and look at our history and go,
exactly,
hey, we've confronted this before. Mm-hmm. We need to know how to respond to it.
Right. Every institution has experienced this before. It almost is inherent,
right,
where you have, the ideals of man thinking that they know it all and that they know better. So this is no big surprise. There's nothing new under the sun, but we're going to, you know, we need to decide where do we go from here, Ned. Stay with us. We've got more from Ned Ryan after this. Stay with us.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With you. We're talking with Ned Ryan. His brand new book, The Adversary, is just released, and you got to get your hands on it. It's the story of Boston and Bunker Hill and much more than that. Ned, of course, the founder and president of American Majority. Ned, for many times, you know, I hear from your constituents who say, yeah, Ned was always talking about Dr. Joseph Warren, and it caused them, you know, to go to the history books to go, okay, what don't I know about Dr. Warren? So I want to give you the opportunity, and then we're going to talk about these other adversaries that you note in your book, because there are stories here that, as I would hope that, yeah, in a sense, you know, as Americans, we should all be historians, right? I believe,
I'm laughing because it became a running joke in the American Majority offices, where I would always talk about this young Dr. Joseph Warren, who began as a protege of Sam Adams. Mm-hmm. You know, he then becomes one of the main organizers of the political resistance in Boston in those days leading up to Bunker Hill. It's really a small group of Sam Adams, Joseph Warren, John Hancock, Paul Revere, and a guy named Benjamin Church, who features in the book as well, who has a very interesting story, but I'm not going to give it away.
Yeah.
But Joseph Warren was one of those dynamic sparks and really went from being a protege to being the leader. I mean, if you look at those last 9 or 10 months, Bill, he writes the Suffolk Resolve in September of 1774, which was really a massive shot across the bow that the British government realized this is rebellion. This is an act of independence. And then he sends it to Philadelphia in the hands of Paul Revere and asks Sam Adams to make sure the First Continental Congress has support of it, which they do. And in part of it is calling for an intercolonial boycott of British goods, no importation, no exportation, because they really felt like that would be a good leverage. Well, then you go through and he becomes the president of the Provincial Congress. He's appointed as a major general in the new army. And then on the day of Bunker Hill, his good friend, his roommate at Harvard, a guy by the name of Elbridge Gerry, tries to dissuade him and say, you can't go to Bunker Hill. We need you. And Warren looks at him and says, basically, I'm going to fight. What kind of man would I be if I don't go and fight? And he says to him these words that have always kind of resonated with me, Dulce et decorum est pro patria mori, which is Horace, the Roman poet, saying how sweet and pleasant it is to die for one's country. And he goes to Bunker Hill, and he refuses command, and he fights on the redoubt under Colonel William Prescott. And it's just an incredible story, Bill, of how somebody who had basically everything, extremely talented, very successful medical practice, one of the great figures And he goes and he says, I'm going to fight, and I'm not going to shrink from the fight. Put me where the fighting is the heaviest, and I will fight. And he does.
Wow. Well, you know, the difference here between somebody having a God-given vision, I mean, it's clear that, you know, the doctor had a vision from God, an understanding, and the passion to back it up, and God's providence and protection, right?
Yeah, and the other thing that I point out in this book is this. I mean, Warren and these men like Sam Adams, let me kind of juxtapose a little bit of what is going on then, but I think what's going on today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, they're obviously of English lineage, right? 85% of Massachusetts at the time is direct English lineage. Those ancestors have brought over and inculcated into the culture and society these ideas they brought from them, from England, the Magna mm-hmm. Carta, the 1628 Petition of Rights, the 1689 Bill of Rights, the Charter of Massachusetts. All of these are either passed by Parliament or assented to by English kings. They spell out in black and white the rights of the people to what they are, free elections, free speech, the right to self-defense, the right to govern themselves. They believe these ideas to be sacrosanct, that mm-hmm. there are natural inherent rights and their laws should be in harmony with those natural and higher laws. Mm-hmm. Well, at the time, Parliament and the king's ministers really kind of viewed those as more of a suggestion, right? They were inconvenient suggestions to what they wanted to accomplish politically, including, you know, they got £60 million in debt fighting the French and Indian War. We're going to tax you without your consent. There were other things going on. And the American people said, wait a minute, we have this contract. It's literally written out in black and white. And you're changing it on a whim without our input? No. And then it became one of those things where they realized there's not going to be any compromise. We cannot compromise on these basic fundamental rights that we believe our creator has given to us. And the British said, you know what? If you're not going to submit, we're going to send more troops, more warships, and you will comply. And if you don't comply, we are going to use force. And the Americans, Warren realized, he's one of the first guys to realize, Bill, they're not going to let us go freely.
Exactly.
We have to form a standing army, and we're going to have to fight for our rights.
Can you imagine the courage and the processing? I mean, because like you said, 80%, I mean, even though they're seeing this idea of freedom
in
that.
Civil War.
Yeah, exactly. But you're sitting there, you're going against your king? Wow.
But it wasn't even a distant thing. I mean, here's the thing, Bill. I highlight a very specific event, March 6, 1775. It's to celebrate the 5th anniversary of the Boston Massacre, and Warren is giving the oration at the Old South Meeting House, and 5,000 Bostonians have come. I mean, the place was packed. I've been to the Old South Meeting House. Mm. I don't know how you fit that many people in. But 30 to 40 British officers came, and they sat on the pulpit steps right below, literally feet away. They came to intimidate him, and there were even rumors that they were going to assassinate him if he said something they thought was deeply seditious.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks over their heads, and he speaks to the gathered Bostonians and says, our country is in danger now, but not to be despaired of. You are to decide that important question upon which rests the happiness and liberty of millions yet unborn. Act worthy of yourselves. This wasn't 3,000 miles away. These were British officers sitting in front of him, armed, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he still has the courage to speak to the gathered people and say, we are to decide that, act worthy of yourselves. It's really, truly an incredible moment in our history.
We need to hear his voice today, don't we?
We do. I mean, it's one of those things where you go back and you read some of these lines of Warren. Not only that, but, you know, when liberty is the prize, who would shun the warfare, right? When justice is the standard, heaven is the warrior's shield. I mean, all of these things where he realized we have to decide what we believe. And he knew what he believed. And I think this is kind of a challenge to us today, 21st century America. What do we actually believe?
Exactly.
What do we believe our rights are from? What do we believe the role of government? And what are we prepared to do? And I think the opportunity we have, Bill, today, this is a battle of the ballot boxes, right? It's not a battle of bullets. But how are we going to actually act? It's all about action. And I think that's the one thing where Joseph Warren, you look at his life and go, this guy knew what he believed, but he was compelled. He went into action, and
exactly.
He actually put everything on the line because he actually believed something.
Mm-hmm. I tell my kids, Ned, often that experience defines preference, and our country has gone through a lot of experience right now, good, bad, indifferent. And what we're coming to, I believe, is a bit of a revival to understand, like you said, let's go back to first principles. What are first principles? And you hit it right on the head in chapter one. We resolve to be free. So anything that do within your government, is it promoting freedom or is it taking away, right?
That ultimately is the entire premise of why the free American republic, that we will be a free people and govern ourselves with laws that are in harmony with natural higher law. That's the entire premise, right?
Exactly.
Everything else after that is details, but that's the basic premise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we have obviously not always been true to that. We've had our share of faults. We're imperfect human beings in an imperfect world. At the same time, and I say this, Bill, not only does it trigger the left, but I say this because I truly believe it. The American Republic is the pinnacle of Western civilization, and we should be proud of that, and we should understand we haven't been perfect, but we will continue to correct our faults, and we will move forward, and we will continue to be a beacon of freedom and hope for people around the world.
We haven't been perfect, but we haven't been as bereft of any kind of morality as some would want us to think. I mean, look at how far we've come. You know, here we are. You know, we talk about the critical race theory, and I keep bringing this up. You know, I feel sorry. Here we have more mixed marriages than we've ever had ever, right? And here you got these young kids in these schools being taught critical race theory, and they come home from school and they say, "Hey, Mom, we found out today that you're great because you're black and Dad's white, so he's bad." What?
This is incredible. I am in Loudoun County, Virginia. Right? Mm-hmm. I've been here for 16 years, and this is becoming ground zero for this whole critical race theory and the school board, which, by the way, Bill, they take 65% of my property taxes, and they get about $1.5 billion a year annually to try and indoctrinate the children to basically hate America. People ask me all the time, you don't even know what critical race theory is. Yeah, I do. It's Marxism based off race, not class. So what else do you want to talk about? And you're not going to teach my kids Marxism.
Right. Well, and this is what's happening is people, this is an organic response from patriots and freedom-loving people are coming out in mass, and they're finding out this is what we the people looks like. We the people looks like when you get activated and you start affecting change, and this is what's going on at the local level. The federal level, much more difficult because it's so mired and the bureaucracy is so thick. But at the local level, boy, you can make change happen pretty quick, can't you?
This is the entire basis for American majority.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the state and local. If you get equipped, you get trained to run for local office, become a better activist, which is the whole purpose of American majority. You can affect incredible change at the local level, Bill, and it's where our lives are affected a lot. Our daily lives, day in and day out, are affected by what the school board, the county commission, the city council, the mayor do or don't do. And so get engaged, but it all goes back to it's about action.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared for action and go into action.
Well, and as you say, here we are in your book, The Adversaries, on the anniversary of, what happened in Boston and Bunker Hill.
That's right.
There's many Bunker Hills happening throughout the country today, is it not? I mean, really, when it comes down to it.
This is my last message to the people listening. Take a stand. Be inspired. Go grab a book. Go grab a copy of this book. You can get it at Amazon today. Go buy one for your father for Father's Day.
Yes.
Or read the book. Be inspired and understand. People have encountered this before. You should be encouraged and you shouldn't be afraid, quite frankly.
Without a doubt. No apologies needed. He's the author and founder and president of American Majority.
Hey,
thank you, Ned.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm